With me now is the head coach, legendary head coach of the Albion wrestling team, Coach Morden. Coach, welcome aboard on this historic night where we look back and reflect on some of the great accomplishments that this wrestling program has had. However, 25 years separated the last conference title. The last one that 1985 you were a part of, and along with Coach Winger and Coach Folkerts. Before we get into talking about this year's team, talk a little bit about that 1985 team and really the kind of the chemistry of the makeup of that team.
Well, the best thing you should realize in regards to that team, it was all established at an earlier time because we had no junior high program and we had no assistant for a long time. And we finally had some experience through junior high wrestling. And we had the numbers that we needed. By that I mean we had somebody at every weight. And that's what you really need. You have to have scores from everyone to be able to get this done. And frankly, it's been quite a while since we got that done. And I remember at one time we had 54 wrestlers out. But this is a time when everything just seemed to come to gel, and we had the men and we had the talent. So, and the experience, and experience is very important to be a good wrestler. You have to have the skills, and those are learned mostly. There are a few that can do from being a good athlete, but there's not that many. You really have to have past experience to build on.
Well, Coach, when I look back at that 1985 team, an outstanding lineup from top to bottom. And as you said, you had a full lineup, but a full lineup of high caliber wrestlers. You had both the Folkerts boys, Troy and Tim on that team. Larry Kendall was
and
on
Todd.
That team. Yep, Todd. And so you had a bunch of youth in that group, but you also had that leadership that you could see from some of those older wrestlers, such as Tim.
Right. And that's what you really need, too, is someone to lead and someone to, you know, that they respect ahead of them to give them information and to help them become a better wrestler by themselves. You can't do it by yourself. You have to have someone to help and give you that help.
Well, Coach,
you
obviously were getting the help from the kids, but the kids, and, you know, I was in school at that time, they believed in you. You know, what were those things that you were trying to do as a coach to really demonstrate that they had what it took inside of them to be champions?
Well, I always said, you know, you can hear a lot of stories about who you're going to wrestle and how good they are, but there's no one out there that you can really say that they are that good until they prove it to you. You have to go out there and do the best you can with what you got and let it go at that, because you never know for sure how strong that guy really is. You hear a lot of stories, but they're not always true.
Well, Coach, both Dave Winger and Tim Folkerts are part of that team. And did you see something in Dave Winger at that time that kind of gave you an insight maybe as to what type of whether he'd be coached sometime in the future? Was there something that maybe tipped you off that maybe this guy had had something a little extra in him?
Yeah. He was always willing to learn, and he listened. And he gained experience not only from his wrestling, but also from the other coaches and the other wrestlers who would help, who would give that advice and help him become a better wrestler. And he certainly took advantage of it. And I was very proud of him.
Well, Coach, any last words of advice you'd like to leave with Coach Winger that I can share with him?
Well, the thing I always stress, and you heard me yell this at a lot of the games, or matches, excuse me, it was never a game. But at the matches, we say work, which meant you have to do your job. You've got some tools to do the job. All you got to do is use them. So go to work and get it done.
Thank you so much, Coach. Legendary Coach Morden, affectionately known as Chief, and he was the chief in the hallways of Abbey High School. Coach, you were far more than a wrestling coach. You were a mentor to all the kids of the high school, and you've made a difference in so many young people's lives. And as one of those people that you touched, even though I wasn't a wrestler, you just made us better people, and I thank you for all you've done to the kids and for the kids of this community.
Well, I appreciate those comments, and I was happy to do it, and I hope I really was. Thank you.
The legendary Coach Morden. We'll be right back. You're listening to Albia Blue Demon Wrestling.